time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mike.
Now, Dario, a couple of days ago, there was a lot of strong winds around, certainly around Lake Geneva and in the Swiss Romande, and you couldn't have missed those winds, really, because, of course, they caused a lot of damage, and they were very, very cold. That, of course, was the bees. Now, in this week's Swiss Up, we're going to take a look at this weather phenomenon and its peculiar old belief that surrounds it. But first, Dario, let's take a look at the bees. What is it and where does it come from?
Well, the bees is one of Switzerland's big weather phenomena, one of its main winds, or maybe its most famous wind. It blows when there is a high pressure system over Central and Northern Europe and a low pressure over the Mediterranean. To balance these pressure systems out, air blows over the continent and across Switzerland from northwest to southwest, and this is what we know as the bees.
Okay, now the result is this very chilly, strong wind that we felt at the beginning of the week.
Yes, that is the case, but the bees is not defined by the temperature, but rather the direction, so from northeast to southwest, you could say, but rather the direction and the force of at least 18 kilometers an hour. So you can very well have a hot bees, but of course that does happen more likely in summer.
Now, actually, I wanted to sort of suggest something, because actually in the past, in my weather forecasts, I actually have said, and today we'll have a cool bees wind. And I always get a couple of emails saying, Mark, you don't need to say a cool bees wind. A bees is cool by definition. What you're saying, Dario, is that is
wrong.
They're wrong. They are wrong.
They're wrong. Maybe it's an exaggeration to talk about a cold bees wind in winter,
right.
But a bees can be warm. It doesn't have to be cold, not defined by its cold temperature. Although maybe people tend to talk more about the bees when it's cold, right?
Because
then it stings a bit more, and then it becomes more a conversation among people. So maybe that's where this link between bees and the bees being cold comes from in people's heads. But a bees can be warm.
Okay, it's just purely a direction. So interestingly, though, that the wind affects mostly Swiss Romande, and it gets stronger the further west you are in the country. So why is that?
The reason for that is the topography of Switzerland. You see, the bees blows across the Swiss plateau, which is limited to the south by the Swiss Alps and to the north by the Jura mountain range. And as you move west across the country, the Jura mountains and the Alps, the pre-Alps, get closer and closer until they basically touch around Geneva. The two mountain ranges form a funnel of sorts with Geneva at the spout. The bees is pressed through that funnel, which is why wind speeds climax in Geneva.
Okay, you can see that, really, can't you? If you look down, you can see the two mountain ranges, as you say, virtually touch, but leaving a gap where the Rhone is really going, isn't it, really?
Exactly.
Yes. So now in the region of Lake Geneva, there's a peculiar popular belief about the duration of the bees. What is this about?
Yes, according to traditional wisdom, the bees blows 3, 6, or 9 days. However, it has been scientifically proven by Genevan geographer Emile Plantamour in 1863 already that this is bollocks, as you would say.
Yes, we do say
it's
that.
It's not true. Sorry?
We do say that, yes.
You do, right?
It's bollocks,
In
right.
general, the bees blows for 1.5 or 2 days, not more, apparently.
Okay, and Emil Plantamour, yes, he discovered that in 1863. So we've had plenty of time for that piece of information to, let's say, drift into our consciousness.
Yes, and if I can just add to that in 1985, another scientist actually proved that he was correct. So it wasn't that the measuring tools in 1863 weren't quite right, and therefore he got this wrong, Emil Plantamour. It was actually proven in 1985, sorry, that this was correct.
Okay, now the thing is, though, this belief that it blows for over 3, 6, or 9 days still actually doesn't shift. Why is that? Why are we stuck to this?
Well, for one, it seems to be just so simple, right? 3, 6, 9 is easy to remember rule of thumb. So it sticks around, lingers around in people's heads, you could say, even though it is wrong. But then also because it is actually quite hard to contradict it unless you have some real good meteorological knowledge and measuring tools. It is easy to confuse the bees with other winds, like the morge, which is like a closer wind, smaller wind phenomenon close to Morge, or the Sechar, which also blows over the west end of Lake Geneva. So it's really hard to say when one wind phenomenon stops and the other one begins, right? And so that's why it is hard to say that, for example, this beast that we had at the end of the week, at the end of the weekend and the beginning of this week, didn't actually last, for example, for 3 days.
Okay, now, thing is, let's move on to that specific wind we had at the weekend, or just as you said, at the end of the weekend. That was, in fact, one of the strongest beezes we've had for a while.
Yes, according to Swiss Public Television, it was one of the strongest beezes of the past 50 years, with wind speeds of up to 100 kilometers an hour around Lake Geneva and a peak of 149 kilometers an hour at the observatory on La Dole, which you can see from Geneva, right on the Jura mountain range. Such speeds are usually only measured every 20 to 30 years in the region. The strongest bees ever registered, by the way, was on the 25th of April in 1972. The average wind speed on that day at Nyon-Changin over a 24-hour period was 80 kilometers an hour. As a comparison, it was only 46.7 kilometers an hour during the day of Sunday at this same station. So, yes, they had really strong winds in 1972, but also this time around.
Okay, so this was one of the strongest bees we've had for quite a number of years. All right, Dario, many thanks for that and clearing up the fact that the bees isn't necessarily cold. I will point out to my regular complainants. Right. Anyway, Dario, many thanks for that. That was Dario there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/Swiss Up.